Brown, almost hour, culture, current events, hour, Catholic faith, 50 minutes every afternoon. The weekend, of course, leaving an unfortunate situation in a couple of communities and for completely different reasons. The flooding, historic, they're saying 500-year flood down in Louisiana, with Baton Rouge seeming to be hit hardest. Very unfortunate, challenging situation there with certainly deaths and displacement of thousands upon thousands. We'll discuss that a little bit this afternoon. And then more disturbing with the reactions and the challenges that we've seen in the Milwaukee community to a police shooting, which certainly in this case seems to be as justified as anything could possibly be with an armed victim that seem to be resisting and perhaps with every opportunity to fire on the police who were in pursuit of him. Completely different dynamic, but unfortunately a very challenging situation with a couple of Milwaukee communities responding inappropriately. We'll talk all about that and more. I'm Leo Brown. Leo Brown, almost hour, back after this.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Good afternoon. We are back. I'm Leo Brown. Happy to be with you. Leo Brown, almost hour. Follow me on Facebook, Leo C. Brown. I post the stories that we talk about. You can comment on those over there. So encourage that interaction. The weekend, of course, with a very unfortunate dynamic happening in the neighborhoods in and around Milwaukee, I guess the urban neighborhoods of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after this police shooting, which of all the police shootings to erupt in violence, rioting, fires being set, looting, all of this, this one is about as unfortunate as any of them. And I think it's always a proverbial straw, right? That's what happens. But this situation, the individual who was shot was eluding the police, armed, dangerous, undoubtedly a different situation than many of these other examples, and was fired upon by another black officer. So not that this could be racially motivated necessarily, unless you are of the opinion that even blacks can have racial challenges against other blacks, which I've heard that. It still doesn't seem to carry that same degree of weight as some of these others, where undoubtedly this was we know there have been white officers, there have been unarmed black men. That has happened. Not the same situation here, but nonetheless, a community on edge, and I think all it took was for this to happen, for them to have the reaction that they've had. Now, a question I'm asking over on Facebook, which I've gotten some responses to, is, you know, is there someone that the African-American community can really look toward as a guide in this, a cultural, social guide, someone on the with the material, I guess, if the makeup, the character of a Martin Luther King Jr., is there someone of that nature? Because we've got, I mean, it may not be the 60s, right? It may not be as bad as it was pre-civil rights movement. But we definitely have a situation here that certainly seems to continue to escalate. And generally, when we have these type of challenges, God willing, leaders will emerge. And they will come forward with a very clear clarion call to some sort of justice. And generally, if it's effective, it's a very unifying call to those who would be in these strife-stricken situations. There's something that they can hear as a very clear message of hope. And I wonder who that is. And perhaps if that individual has not emerged, perhaps they will, as we continue to see challenges of this nature, because I think that unity, especially now, and a very measured and appropriate response to the challenges that these communities face, well, there's never been a time more ripe, certainly in the last 60 years, than right now. And I think that this is something perhaps we're all waiting to see, and certainly something I would love to see. I would love to see that kind of guidance coming from a community that really looks like an opportunity for unity. And I don't know. I don't know who that is. Interestingly, as we look at what happened in the New York neighborhood, broad daylight, Muslim imam and his, colleague shot in broad daylight. And now the community mourning his death and responding. No way of knowing at this point until, I guess, there's further investigation, but it certainly seems to be hate-related because they were both in traditional dress. From what I don't know the details. I don't know if there were any signs of robbery or anything taken from them. It was just a murder, cold-blooded murder that happened without apparently any witnesses. Now, there are those who say it's the rhetoric of individuals like Donald Trump that would bring this to happen. I don't think, you know, I've been critical, right? I've been critical of Trump's attitudes, but to blame him for something of this nature, that's going way too far. Now, God willing, we don't find the individual who perpetrated this or individuals and discover that they were motivated by the message of Trump. Now, that would be a different story, but we don't know that. We have not heard that, and the speculation of that nature is truly unfair, that uncalled for and unfair. I don't care what your politics are or what you think Trump needs to do or not do or say or not say. To go that far is an unfortunate connecting of the dots. Even to someone who connects dots, unfortunately, we don't need to do that to him. We need to give him the benefit of the doubt. In this situation, the benefit of the doubt, and pray that unity can come from this unfortunate tragedy. But there is undoubtedly, I think anyone with any sort of degree of observation, which would basically just kind of having your eyes remotely open, you would know that there's a polarization, a divisiveness, and a real, what seems to be a chasm between this and that, whatever it may be, in ways that it's easy to think has never been this way before. It's easy to think that. Now, when you reflect back on the gospel reading from this Sunday, that wonderful passage where Christ says, "I came to set fire to the earth, and how I wish it was already burning." And then what's after that, which is maybe not as beautiful to hear. There's something, I think, amazing about that imagery of a passionate burn for salvation, a passionate burn for bringing individuals to an understanding. But then, as a result of that, division occurs. And that's the tough part, is that I don't know, even when we're as focused as we possibly can be on reaching into communities, building bridges, trying to make things different, when you stand for something, when you believe strongly in something, and when you believe passionately enough for that belief to spur you toward action, there's something divisive about that. As odd as it is, there's always because the action in and of itself is met with opposition. We know this. There's something about just acting upon and within any situation that presents the opportunity for an opposite response. Just the simple physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There is a divisiveness that can come. And as idealistic as it is, and really not just idealistic, I think as essential it is to be peacemakers and to strive for unity, as Jesus also prayed that we all might be one, it's simply having a firm enough belief in anything that there's something that will be, there is a result that will be a divide. And it's unfortunate. So, as we see strife, as we see things occur that look like polarization, or maybe it's never been this way before, or we're so divided on these issues, and it's not new. If there's any comfort, right? If there's comfort in what we see in the culture today, it's not new. But I think that the goal is to work with the grace that's afforded to each of us and to allow that grace to work with our individual giftedness and to find a way to best not only navigate, I don't think it's enough just to navigate, but I think also to find ways to redirect where we can. Certainly redirect our own actions and have an impact on those around us by saying, let's maybe try this a little bit differently. Right? Let's look at this with an opportunity to, even if the division's going to come, let's try to heal some of the division. Let's try to be those individuals who can at least work toward peace. Because the other side of it, and I've seen this in Christian communities, well, we're going to be divided anyway, so let's just go ahead and let it divide. Jesus said there's going to be division, so we'll just make it all that much more challenging. I don't think that's the message either. More to come in just a moment. I'm Leo Brown. Leo Brown, Almost Hour, back after this. We'll be right back.